Thank you, Vice Chair. In our 2020 MX1 Working Paper 2, titled What Constitutes Assistance Under Article 10, we noted that Article 10 refers to two proactive objectives, which in our view require us to take a broad view of what sorts of activities are relevant under Article 10, not a narrow one. We remain conscious that attempts to define a scope for activities or to suggest that all activities for the promotion and furtherance of the development and application of scientific discoveries for the prevention of disease or other peaceful purposes must be channeled through some sort of BTWC mechanism. This may likely end up, in fact, limiting assistance and potentially impeding rather than facilitating work in relation to this article. We recognise the diversity of activities undertaken or financed by governments, academia, industry, or other bodies that are reported to BTWC meetings by states parties on their implementation of the Convention and their more detailed reports on Article 10 implementation. Likewise, the diversity of types and range of assistance offered by states parties in the Assistance and Cooperation Database. The UK has consistently and openly shared with states parties activities that the UK government and other UK bodies are funding or carrying out which fulfil provisions under Article 10. These have included illustrative examples covering activities funded by UK government, academia and industry. Examples have included the Newton Fund, the Fleming Fund, the International Biological Security Programme, the Ross Fund and the Global Challenges Research Fund, in addition to relevant projects funded by UK research and innovation. The UK is also pleased to provide support for the ISU project, supporting universalisation and effective implementation of the BTWC in Africa. This will be provided via the UK International Biological Security Programme. We therefore encourage states parties to continue to share their own activities in an open and transparent way. The COVID-19 pandemic has demonstrated how vital international cooperation is in the response to and biological risk management of a global health emergency. The UK has supported the global response to the COVID-19 pandemic, including through investing £90 million to support the development of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, Vaxzevria, with over £500 million of these doses being delivered at a not-profit price globally and two-thirds of which going to lower and middle-income countries. The rapid pace of science and technology developments is also driving the requirement for international cooperation to not only meet obligations under Article 10, but also exchange information pertaining to the implementation of the BTWC more broadly, including preparedness, assistance and response. The convergence of technologies also means that the lines are being blurred between the biological sciences and other fields, and therefore discussion of the coverage and application of the BTWC in light of these advancements is required. To conclude, we also take note of a number of other proposals related to Article 10 which the Review Conference may wish to consider, including in relation to proposed guiding principles for Article 10 reporting, the SecBio database, and improving the utility and functioning of the current Article 10 database. And depending on the nature of a future programme of work, an increase in ISU capacities to support these initiatives. I would like to pose another topic of discussion to our French colleagues regarding the technical nature of the SecBio database. I was wondering if the French delegation have any idea about whether the database would be searchable using key terms relevant to biosafety and biosecurity. Happy to follow up at a later date on this question if the answer isn't available now. So finally, we would again underscore our view, namely that the two proactive objectives of Article 10 require us to take a broad view of the sorts of activities that are relevant. Thank you.